This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Uganda confirms first Marburg case amid ongoing Ebola outbreak. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Akadze, MD, MPH, PhD. GMJ News Desk, the World Health Organization, WHO, has confirmed Uganda's first case of Marburg virus disease in 2026, complicating an already challenging public health landscape as the country continues to manage an Ebola outbreak. The case, an 18-month-old girl from Kayagegwa district in western Uganda, was initially suspected to be Ebola, but tested positive for Marburg after laboratory confirmation, according to Catherine Smallwood, incident manager for the Ebola desk at WHO's East Africa Regional Office in Kampala. Key takeaways. Uganda's first confirmed Marburg case in 2026 involves an 18-month-old girl from Kayagegwa district who died after initial suspected Ebola diagnosis. The case was identified through Uganda's systematic testing protocol for all suspected viral hemorrhagic fever cases, demonstrating laboratory surveillance capacity. WHO is already deploying response teams across Uganda to support disease containment, while the country simultaneously manages an ongoing Ebola outbreak. One confirmed case, Marburg virus disease in Uganda, as of 30th of June 2026, identified through routine viral hemorrhagic fever screening. Viral hemorrhagic fever threats in East Africa. Uganda managing dual outbreak response. 2261 Marburg confirmed case, ongoing Ebola outbreak, multiple WHO response teams deployed. Source, WHO. Kampala office, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News, confirmation through routine surveillance. According to Catherine Smallwood, the case was detected through Uganda's rigorous testing protocol for viral hemorrhagic fever suspects. WHO did receive official communication from Uganda on the 30th of June of one confirmed case of Marburg disease, Smallwood told the BMJ. The child had initially presented as a suspected Ebola case, but laboratory testing revealed Marburg virus instead, illustrating the importance of differential diagnosis in outbreak response. This detection mechanism reflects established practice at Uganda's national laboratories, which screen all suspected hemorrhagic fever cases against multiple viral pathogens. The identification of Marburg rather than Ebola underscores that clinical presentation alone is insufficient for accurate diagnosis, a principle emphasized in CDC guidance on viral hemorrhagic fever diagnosis. WHO's expanded response amid dual outbreak challenge. The WHO has confirmed it is already supporting Uganda's containment efforts across multiple sites. Smallwood indicated that WHO teams are supporting a range of responses across the country to manage both the Marburg case and the concurrent Ebola outbreak. Uganda's health ministry declined to provide additional comment to the BMJ at the time of reporting. The emergence of Marburg during an active Ebola response presents logistical and epidemiological complexity. Both diseases cause viral hemorrhagic fever with similar clinical features, but require distinct case management protocols and contact tracing strategies. WHO's presence in country positions the organization to coordinate laboratory confirmation, case isolation, and contact follow-up for both pathogens simultaneously. WHO confirmed Uganda's first Marburg case on the 30th June 2026, an 18-month-old girl from Kayagegwa, who initially presented as a suspected Ebola case, but tested positive for Marburg virus through routine viral hemorrhagic fever screening. Catherine Smallwood, incident manager, WHO Ebola Desk, Kampala, the BMJ, 2026. Implications for regional outbreak management. The detection of Marburg in Uganda raises questions about the geographic distribution of viral hemorrhagic fevers in East Africa. While Ebola remains the acute crisis, this case highlights that multiple hemorrhagic pathogens may be circulating simultaneously or in proximity, a scenario that demands strengthened surveillance and laboratory capacity throughout the region. This incident demonstrates the value of Uganda's commitment to comprehensive viral screening. However, it also signals the need for sustained international support to maintain diagnostic capacity and response readiness across global health threats. The WHO continues to coordinate technical guidance for countries managing multiple concurrent outbreaks. What this means for patients. Individuals with fever, bleeding, or other hemorrhagic symptoms in Western Uganda should seek immediate medical evaluation. Healthcare workers use rigorous testing to distinguish between Marburg and Ebola for precise treatment protocols. For clinicians, Marburg and Ebola present similar clinical features and must be managed as separate diagnostic entities. Both require strict infection control, though supportive care protocols and isolation procedures may differ. Clinicians should maintain high clinical suspicion for viral hemorrhagic fever in endemic regions. For policymakers, dual outbreak response demands robust laboratory capacity, clear case definitions, real-time data sharing between disease control programs, and sustained WHO partnership. Investment in surveillance infrastructure is critical for early detection of emerging hemorrhagic threats. Frequently asked questions: how are Marburg and Ebola virus distinguished in the laboratory? Both viruses cause viral hemorrhagic fever with overlapping clinical symptoms. Laboratory confirmation uses nucleic acid amplification tests, RT-PCR, antigen detection assays, or electron microscopy to identify the specific virus according to CC diagnostic protocols. Uganda's testing confirmed this case as Marburg through such differential testing, despite initial clinical suspicion of Ebola. What is the case fatality rate of Marburg virus disease? Marburg case fatality rates vary by outbreak and virus strain, ranging from approximately 24% to 88% in documented cases, according to WHO fact sheets. Early supportive care, including fluid replacement and maintenance of blood pressure and oxygen status, is critical to improving survival outcomes. How does WHO support countries managing multiple concurrent viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks? WHO provides on-the-ground technical teams for case management, contact tracing, laboratory strengthening, and infection prevention and control. The organization also facilitates data sharing between national disease control programs to prevent cross-contamination of surveillance efforts and ensure coordinated resource allocation, as demonstrated in Uganda's current dual response. As Uganda deepens its outbreak response, the identification of Marburg alongside Ebola underscores the fragility of disease control in regions where multiple pathogens circulate. Sustained international partnership, robust laboratory networks, and real-time epidemiological surveillance remain essential to containing both threats. Health policy coordination at national and international levels will be critical in the coming weeks. Source: Uganda confirms Marburg case as Ebola outbreak continues. The BMJ, June 2026.